This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and it's time for Robbie's Reality Roundup. Do it again.
Did you get your own intro wrong?
Do it again. Shh, nobody heard it. Robbie's Reality TV Roundup.
With Beck.
And his custom Bechdel is in the studio from
The Bench. Award-winning Chick-Talking Footy. Award-nominated. I should do a show about sport because it seems to be all you need to do to get awards, quite frankly.
Oh, mate, it's
I'm lying.
Easy.
They do amazing shows. How dare I?
Beck, the sad thing that we dwelled on last week has sadly happened. Kieran has had to leave the Bachelor Mansion due to his dear old Nan.
Oh, my God. I was crying.
But doesn't it make you love him more?
Oh, my God. So much more. I'm holding out hope that he's going to come back.
A lot of people are speculating that maybe he's going to return a little bit later in the season.
I'm hoping they do that because he was lovely.
And I think they had genuine feels for each other.
Well, and also I'm very here for anyone that goes, my family needs me, goodbye.
I know. Like, to me, that if
That's
I was Angie,
goals.
That would have made me love him more.
Even more.
And it hit her pretty hard, which makes me think that she did care about you.
Correct. And she talked about her own Nana passing away earlier in the season. So she's got Nana, you know,
she's got the feels.
Yeah.
There's been lots of photos of Kieran coming out. He's been at Throb. The photos have been coming out. But he has been at Throb because he's a dancer in nightclub, in gay nightclubs. He has been for a long time. He's at Throb in Darwin. He's been partying there.
I just laugh. How many times have you said Throb?
I know. My favourite name for a gay club.
So where was he, Robbie?
Yeah, it's Rob. Anyway. So, you know, people are sort of using that and going, he's been pictured with his ex-girlfriend and stuff, going, he's probably not with Angie, but who knows?
Who knows? But also, you know, that you've got to keep it on the down low. You've got to, it's part of playing the game of reality TV.
I think if he doesn't come back, though, that clears the way with Tim with two M's to be the man.
She can't pick Tim.
I have a problem with Tim spelling of Tim's name.
Yeah, but that's his jam.
I think Tim's a...
With two M's?
Yeah.
I think Tim's a different person with the boys than he is with her. I think he's a bit naughty with the boys, and I think he's putting on a little bit of a show for her.
Well, some showdown's going to go down this week with the hometown visits. I love the hometown visits so much. But you know what? I've still got faith. She's going to make a good choice. Our girl.
Gosh, we hope so, don't we? It's time again to start celebrity speculating. We're over the Masked Singer, but I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here's coming up, and they've announced the first contestant.
Who is it?
Miguel, because he's not on enough.
What is that? An envelope opening? Miguel will be there.
Absolutely. So Miguel Maestro is joining. He's going to be heading to the jungle. Rumours, Chappelle Corby.
Well, she would know how to survive. Let's be honest. She's been through some stuff.
No, that's true. I hope she doesn't because I feel that she can do better with the brand of herself than that.
She's got a book out. So I think she's promoting this book and like it's probably good timing for that. But she allowed to leave the country.
She's fine. She can go back to Bali now. Yeah. She's done her time.
Yeah.
I would love to see.
You're not watching. You're thinking of like Wentworth as opposed to like where they never leave.
I don't know. I just felt. I don't know what.
Good
all
to
the
check,
conditions
though, Robbie. Good to check. I like it. As a lawyer, I'm pleased.
Yeah.
Kyle Sanderlands has revealed that he was offered $1.2 million to go on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and he said, "No way."
I thought you were going to talk about his breakup with Imogen.
Oh, no.
They've broken up.
Yeah, after 7 years.
Oh.
I was a bit sad about that.
The payout she's going to get.
They seem like a good couple.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. I didn't follow
them.
Followed them a lot on the socials. Because you know what? He's not to everyone's taste. Let's be honest.
Well, no, but he is to plenty of people. Look, he has created a good brand of being a shock jock and doing that well.
Good
that doesn't
brand.
Mean
look,
he
I mean,
has.
It's an employable brand.
It's
yes.
a successful brand, whether you like it or not. But also, let's remember that that's not necessarily the person who he is deep down.
True. Yeah. True.
Okay. It's probably worse.
Look, no, but imagine being able to say no way to $1.2 million, by the way.
I know. Just a lazy $1.2.
You know why he said no way?
Why?
Because he knows that Shane Warne got offered $2 million and he will not do it for less.
Actually, I like that.
No, that's
good.
Fair. I'm
that's
actually
fair.
Surprised. Like, I think you would get more traction with
Kyle.
I was going to say, Kyle
would be better than Warnie, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shane was... They really thought that Shane was a big coup for that show.
He knows how to do the facade thing, whereas I don't think Kyle has that skill.
Well, the only way to find out is if he gets into the show, quite frankly. Are we running out of reality TV?
No, you go back.
Well, I just wanted to share something that I read today, and I thought I must bring this to the boys tonight. So, Sonia Kruger is defecting from Nine. Okay. She's signed back with Channel 7.
Has Channel 7 got Big Brother?
Ben Norris has put up on his social media his dear friend, Sonia Kruger, could be the host. But if so, she'll be a welcome addition. But the thing with Big Brother is it's not going to be live.
What?
It's not going to be live.
What?
It's not going to be live.
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to need you to elaborate.
It's not going to be live.
How does that even work?
I don't know.
Very dare
and
they.
In the explanation, I'm like, I don't think this is going to work in the way they think it is. It's not. I think it's going to be a bit more like a Love Island as opposed to...
No, but Love Island does follow the format of Big Brother.
It's not live. We're not watching it as it happens.
Well, we never watch it as it happens. Maybe they've gotten rid of the live evictions.
That's apparently the rumour. But
that's okay. As long as it's only a 24-hour delay.
No, but also, no. I want it live. I want to go to DreamWorld. I want to be on the telly.
Is it a DreamWorld? It burnt down.
They'd build another one somewhere else. Wobby's World, maybe?
I want to go to DreamWorld anyway.
Big Brother live from Wobby's World.
Wobby's World.
I'd be going to those live predictions if they're happening. Now, the petition for Judith Lucy to be on The Bachelorette
is still
ticking along. I don't want this to die. I want everyone to go to change.org and I want them to sign the petition to make Judith Lucy the next Bachelorette. We're currently at 18,500
signatures. That's a lot. I'm sure it was more. She would be absolutely amazing. It's absolutely a great way for the franchise to go.
Yeah.
And diversity casting.
She has said that if she was offered it, she would definitely consider
it. I'm also just a fan of an older woman, quite frankly, being a part of it. Like, they know more what they don't like. We've been very lucky with The Bachelorette with this season, with a woman who just not only knows how to work reality TV, but knows what she wants and knows how to say no.
Knows her truth.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. And I think I'd love to see that with an older woman as well. Mm. But I think executives would be fearful that it wouldn't get the ratings. But there's a lot of...
I don't know.
I don't mean to make this sound the way it's going to sound, because I'm like, an older woman would be hot enough. There's a lot of gorgeous, hot women, no matter what their age are, and get them on my telly immediately.
Yeah.
And men too.
I think it challenges their formula.
Yeah,
that's right, I'm gay.
Yeah.
I think it challenges their formula of how they put the show together. But good. It'll bring something fresh. It'll make something new.
That's what we need.
I hope that they take the challenge. If you're a fan, just quickly, if you're a fan of really, really awkward videos, I really highly suggest you go...
Follow Robbie on Snapchat.
You watch the video of Georgia Love interviewing Maddie J and Laura. So Maddie J was rejected by Georgia in the season of The Bachelorette. He went on to be The Bachelor. He chose Laura. They're still together. Georgia Love had to do an interview with them at the Melbourne Cup, and it's just the most tense thing you've ever seen.
Can you find that? You need to put that up on the Mad Wednesday social media immediately. It was so good.
Laura looked so unhappy to be
and
there.
Laura is great. Like, she is great.
Can I
just give a shout out? I've started watching a new reality show.
Tell us.
It's on, I don't know what it's on, but it's called Below Deck.
Ooh. Oh, it's great.
And I really want some people to join in
Below
with
Deck is awesome. It's ridiculous and terrible. So it's a cruise line. It's a fancy yacht and it's following the crew of the yacht who are working, and every week, every episode, there's a different person hiring out the boat, and there are rich people. I watched an episode last night and all these people were obsessed with social media, but it's the drama happening within the boat. There's always an incompetent person not doing their job.
It's so
good. There's always someone complaining about something.
People are falling in love. I love it.
Yeah.
So I wonder if there are any Mad Wednesday listeners who are Below Deck fans. I'd really like to bring that to the table
Where are you up to on Below Deck?
Watched all of Below Deck Mediterranean, and I'm up to date on the current one in Thailand.
Okay, fantastic.
Ooh, all right. I'm going to make it my mission this week.
Yeah, I want you to watch it.
I'll be here next week with Below Deck news, but we're going to need to do it between 6 and 6:30.
Okay.
All right. You're on Mad Wednesday. This has been... What is it?
Robbie's Reality Roundup. Do it again.
Did you get your own intro wrong?
Do it again. Shh, nobody heard it. Robbie's Reality TV Roundup. The irony that I say nobody heard it there and now everybody's heard it a million times. Yeah.
But next week with more Below Deck, you're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. And stick around for The Bench.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.